AP News for this Sunday, November 27th. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's the reverse of the holiday crunch. Tens of millions of Americans are heading back home from Thanksgiving celebrations and holiday shopping events. There are backups in spots like I-81 near Woodstock, Virginia, according to a DOT advisory.
Traffic backups approximately 3 miles due to multi-vehicle crash.
Thunderstorms are on tap for part of the Mississippi Valley, snow in the Pacific Northwest. President Biden gets back to work at the White House Monday. He raised the idea of getting an assault weapons ban passed in the lame duck session of Congress after the mass shootings in Virginia and Colorado. Although stopping short of supporting an outright ban, Colorado's Governor Jared Polis says he would support some limits on assault weapons.
There's a way to get a federal license to operate one.
He says the nation needs a multi-pronged approach.
Of course, it's about mental health. Of course, it's about gun policy. Of course, it's about anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. It's about all these things. We need to, as a society, as political leaders, walk and chew gum at the same time.
Audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Two children were found dead in an apartment in New York City. Police say the mother was acting erratically. Later, they found the boys' bodies, an infant and a three-year-old.
Multiple stab wounds to the neck and torso of both children.
Overseas, seven victims have been recovered from a landslide on Italy's Ischia Island. Several of them were children. Officials say shelling by Russian forces hit eastern and southern Ukraine as utility crews scramble to restore power, water, and heat. Violence ran riot in several Belgian and Dutch cities after Morocco's upset win over Belgium at the World Cup. This is AP News. Some protesters in China are calling for President Xi Jinping to step down over strict COVID lockdowns.
Police forcibly cleared demonstrators in Shanghai as they took to the streets to publicly oppose the government's zero COVID policy, which leaves millions of people confined to their homes for weeks and requires near constant testing. Social media reports indicated that the protests also spread to at least seven other cities, including Beijing, and dozens of university campuses. Large-scale protests are exceedingly rare in China, where public expressions of dissent are routinely stifled. But a direct rebuke of Xi, the country's most powerful leader in decades, is seen as extraordinary. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The White House's singer John Batiste has been chosen to perform at Thursday's state dinner. It will highlight the bonds between the U.S. and France. The 36-year-old Batiste most recently was the music director on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.